Uber for dumb.
No, this is for stupid ugly bitch.
Oh, perfect, then I'm in the right one.
Exactly. If I was to go on any public platform and speak about women in this way and say these names, people would want to see me taken out publicly. This is how women talk to each other. Not all women. You know the type of women. The point is, there's nothing I could say on these videos that women don't playfully say to each other. And there's nothing I could say on these videos about women that compare to the terrible, despicable things women say about men behind their backs. I'm not the bad guy here. To all the YouTube gods.
When I spoke to this OnlyFans girls, they have people who text the guys.
Oh.
So these chicks, this is the game, all right? The girls go with a company. The company takes all their pictures, populates their OnlyFans.
Oh, there's a new company that does that.
There's companies that do this, right? They're like an agency. They take like 25%. They take all your pictures, fly you to LA, do all the things, and then they have people who interact with your fans and talk sexy to them and say, I can't wait to see you. So they keep you engaged and then fall in love with them.
Oh, boy.
And then the girls don't got to do
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And we already thought that these OF girls were lazy sacks-ish. But it turns out a lot of them are probably even more lazier than that. But hey, that's the life of an attractive woman. But these same women will turn around and make fun of a dude working at McDonald's or Burger King. At least he's actually making an honest living. You're showing your bunghole on the internet for everybody to see. But you can never address these type of things with these women or else you'll hear,
"Catch me outside, how about that?"
Here's how you stop being a nice guy. So I matched with this girl on Tinder. And I'm like, "I saw your profile and I had to let you know you look beautiful today." She says, "Thank you." So I'm like, "I would love to take you out sometime. What's your number?" She's like, "Just realized you were 50 miles away, LMAO," so she's trying to reject me. And I'm like, "Would you please just shut up and give me your number?" She likes the message and sends her number. Don't be a nice guy.
Well, he's leaving some things out. The fact that she even responded to you says that she's attracted to you. Who knows, maybe you're 6 feet. You look like a well-put-together guy. Yes, when you're attractive and tall, you could tell chicks to shut up and give me your number, and that works. 5'7 Joe Schmo, who washed cars down the street, couldn't get away with this. Women don't respect average guys on dating sites. The fact that you average and on a dating site is a completely different context than a guy who's ripped and tall and very appealing to women being on a dating site. See, women are so naive that they think this super Chad is on a dating site because he just can't find love and no other women want him for some strange reason, and she hit the jackpot by finding a diamond in the rough. They're that naive when it comes to Chad. But on the other hand, the context of her seeing a dude who's a 7 on a dating site, she like, oh, nobody wants him because he's a 7, so no thanks.
Move out the way. Can you move out the way so I can leave?
The tattoo should have gave it away that this isn't the type of woman to get involved with. The women with the tattoos are the ones that are going to block your exit and not let you leave. Or want to throw hands with you when you tell them you don't want to be with them no more.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Or you just simply trying to leave and go to work, but she don't want you to go to work. She told you to call off. You're like, "I can't call off. I'm going to get fired." She's like, "I don't give a damn about that. Call off." Make better choices, fellas. The flags were all there in the beginning.
Look at me. Oh my God. And then me.
What do you think it is? Do he got his money up? Or do he just have a great personality? I'm going to say he got his money up.
There's not a man on the planet who, if he woke up a woman tomorrow, would be on a date with a brokey. Guarantee you that. Or a 50-50 split the check, split the... If a man woke up a woman tomorrow, what do you think he would be doing? Act accordingly.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
Okay, but what do your bank account look like? And I ain't talking about what tricks gave you. I'm talking about what you worked for with your own hands. No, not your own hands in that way. You know what I mean. It's always broke chicks talking about how they will never date brokies. And they also don't realize how it give off prosty vibes. When they always talking about money in relation to who could get them and who can't. How about character being able to get you? How about a good personality being able to get you? How about intelligence being able to get you? Why don't we see beautiful women on TikTok talking about that? Like, you gotta have a wonderful personality and great character and high intellect to get this P. You never hear them say that. It's always about money with them. What does that make them?
Ho for sure.
Yeah, I remember that girl. She was a hoe. For show.
If she's like genuinely trying to learn and comprehend human decency, that's the look you're going to get out of her. It's going to be that shit.
I'm really different because, like, I'm a vibe and, like, I have my own job. I have my own car. I can cook. I can clean. I know how to make chicken Alfredo. That's my favorite dish to make. Also, I'm a Virgo, so, you know what that means. I am a freak. Not you being a great listener, period. It's giving supporter.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Some figures.
A million? 2 million?
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.